Two people have been arrested in connection with counterfeit money in northern Arkansas. 40-year-old Sean Claire Bickford and 37-year-old Brianna Bainey were both arrested. Bickford was arrested after an investigation into a fake check. Bickford has been charged with felony forgery, felony theft by deception, and as an habitual offender. He faces four counts of forgery for using fake $100 bills in Izard County. Bickford and Bainey were both arrested January 24th, and jailers found 74 fake $100 bills. A search warrant was then served, and an additional 33 fake bills were found. Bainey allegedly told authorities that she had ordered the fake money online and was planning on using it for her grandkids to learn how to count money. The two also allegedly used the fake bills in Lawrence County. Two people have been charged with commercial burglary for taking property from a salvage yard in Fulton County. 36-year-old Dusty Reynolds and 32-year-old Amber Taylor allegedly took property from a scrapyard and disconnected the security video. Items taken were valued at over $25,000. Taylor has been charged with felony commercial burglary and misdemeanor theft of property. Reynolds has been charged with felony theft of property, felony commercial burglary, and as an habitual offender. Bond for Reynolds was set at $25,000. Taylor's bond was set at $5,000. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office reports a couple of arrests on Wednesday. 42-year-old Lewis Richard Nunez of Midway was arrested on charges of felony possession of drug paraphernalia, felony possession of a controlled substance, misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia, shoplifting, fleeing, and traffic violations. His bond was set at $5,000. 39-year-old Amy Malazuski of Mountain Home was arrested. She's charged with felony theft of property. Her bond was set at $10,000. The Arkansas House on Wednesday approved legislation preventing transgender people at public schools from using bathrooms that match their gender identity. While a legislative panel endorsed a measure restricting drag performances in the state, the bills advanced through the majority Republican legislature 2 years after lawmakers approved restrictions on transgender youth, including a ban on gender-affirming care for minors that has been blocked by a federal judge. Opponents of the bathroom bill says it marginalizes transgender students who are already at high risk of bullying and said it's a sign of misplaced priorities in the legislature. The legislation approved by the House on an 80-10 vote applies to multi-person restrooms and locker rooms at public schools and charter schools serving pre-kindergarten through 12th grades. Teachers, principals, and superintendents who violate the measure could face fines from a state panel, and parents could file lawsuits to enforce the restriction. The bill will now head to the majority Republican Senate. The Federal Bureau of Investigation in Little Rock has issued a warning of virtual kidnapping scams targeting Spanish-speaking individuals in Arkansas. According to the press release, the scheme tricks victims over the phone into paying a ransom to free a loved one they believe has been kidnapped, when in fact the scammers have not kidnapped anyone. Through deceptions and threats, they coerce victims to quickly pay the ransom before the scheme is discovered. On average, families have sent thousands of dollars to criminals before contacting law enforcement. The Willow Springs Chamber of Commerce Banquet is set for this Saturday at the Pine Meadows venue on State Route 76 outside of Willow Springs. The theme for the event is black and white. Entertainment will be provided by the Willow Springs High School Choir. Doors open at 5:30, dinners at 6. You can call the chamber for more information at 417-469-5519. Ozarks Healthcare Behavioral Health Center will host an art show focusing on the theme Pieces of Me in recognition of Mental Health Awareness Month in May. Entries are now being accepted from artists of all ages. According to the National Alliance of Mental Health, 1 in 20 adults in the U.S. experience a serious mental illness each year, and 1 in 6 youth between the ages of 6 and 17 experience a mental health condition each year. Mental Health Awareness Month advocates for resources, support, and access to quality care. More information about this art show is available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.